Matovu oyhalecha Yaakov mishkenoisecha Yisrael. Who said those words? Those words were said by Bilam. And interesting, in the Farbringen of Parshas Balak, Tafshin Lamed, 50 years ago, which is the first Sicha Balak in Chelek Yud Gimel is based on. So in the unedited version, the Rebbe brings to the Marshal, who says that we shouldn't say this Pasuk because it's from Nevuas Bilam, and how all the other Gedolei Yisrael at the time negated his words, and obviously, on the contrary, we say it and we start our davening. But interesting that there was one Gedolei Yisrael who said we shouldn't, and the Rebbe says, based on the fact that many of the Gedolim at the time did not have all the Sfarim printed, they didn't see the Sefer of Yaakov Emdin, the Siddur of Yaakov Emdin. Had he seen that Siddur, obviously he wouldn't have this opinion, he didn't see it, and therefore he held this opinion, you don't say Matevu. But we say Matevu, it's a big part of our davening, right after Areni Mekabel. Now, Rashi brings two translations on Matevu. And in this Sicha, which is very much a Rashi Sicha, the Rebbe wants to understand why you need two translations, two interpretations, what is lacking in both, and why is the first one stronger than the second. And due to the fact that this is an insight, I want to focus on where the Rebbe takes the Sicha at the end. The first interpretation of Rashi is Matovu oyalecha al shera'a, that he saw pischehem she'einan mechuvanim zemol zeh, he saw that the entrances of the tents were not facing one another. In other words, let's say all the entrances of the tents were facing the same direction. So if you were peeked out of the front of your tent, all you saw was the back of somebody else's tent, but you didn't peek into somebody else's tent, which is an idea of modesty. Now think about it. This is 600,000 tents going up every single time the Jewish people rested. And the Jews were very conscious to make sure that they don't face one another, that they respect tznius. Comes the Rebbe and says they did this in tents. Matovu oyhalecha. They did it as an oil, as a tent. From what do you see from here? That just like it impressed Bilam, and that's why he was able to give a bracha and actually say these words, which became part of our daily davening. It's telling us that the laws of tznius, the ideas of respecting space and boundaries and modesty, applies even in a time of Arai. 2 days before, the Rebbe said the Sicha on Yud Beis Tammuz, the Rebbe also spoke about it. Obviously, it was an issue going on in the time, that time, and you know, I'd like to believe that things have changed, that when people go to the bungalow colonies and camp, and they go to a summer social space, tznius starts falling apart, or it's not as strong. And the Rebbe says both for men and for women. It's not specifically tailored toward women. It's the general idea of tznius. And the Rebbe says, don't think that, you know, the small details of tznius are not important. No. Every little thing, einan muravin, each shevet was itself, first of all. So that everyone knew their yichus. If you were shevet Reuven, you were shevet Reuven. And even within shevet Reuven, lishvatav, each one in their own shevet was very conscious about tznius, modesty. And even in the oyel, even when things are temporary. Now, just to give it some words, you know, one of the things that we struggle with in our times is the idea of boundaries. We don't like it. This idea that if we love one another, and we care for one another, and we're all one big happy mishpacha, then who needs boundaries? And I'm not only talking about men and women, I'm talking about just the whole idea of boundaries in general, in relationships. And one of the healthy things, if you may say, of Corona, that I found, is that it brought us back into our own homes, and put up once again, figuratively, the boundaries of each home. Each and every one of us, Sheikhin Lishvatav, is in our own space. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with social, but there is the idea of respecting that there's things that belong in your own home, there's different dynamics in each different relationship that we have, But tznius is a headspace, not necessarily a shirt size. It also is that, obviously, it's the halacha of it, but it's the gang, it's the mahalach, it's the appreciation that boundaries are not negating the fact that, you know, Kol Yisrael Achim, we're all one big family, and we're all part of, you know, Chelik Elikamim Al Mamash, we're all one thing. And at the same time, Gvura, which means boundaries, Tznius, Tzanua, Hatznei Lechas and Hashem Alekecha, that doesn't negate it. On the contrary, that's the way it builds it, and that's what even impressed Bilam, that he was able to see Rosh, Eim Pischeim, Mechuvanim Zilazil. And each and every one of us in our own life to work a little more on making sure that there's tznius, that there's boundaries and modesty in our own home.